The Posillipo School was a long and successful episode of landscape painting, which was part of the Grand Tour, the cultural journey that European intellectuals and artists made in Italy, starting from the Enlightenment and persist, which will vary some transformation until the end of the 19th century. The European intellectual fashion of the Grand Tour led, between the 17th and the 19th century, many foreign travelers to visit Italy. Among them to the Dutch landscape painter Anton Smit Pietloh, who, fascinated by the beauty of the places and captured by the warmth of the Mediterranean light, started a new pictorial current called the Posillipo School, a school that of Posillipo, which is inspired by the technique of outdoor representation created by Monet, found a new pictorial trend like the beauty of our land, the open-air landscape reproduction, the view of Naples. The Posillipo School coincided with the 19th century Romantic vision, opening the door to the renewal of realistic landscape which had its happiest result in Naples. The local natural elements, the architecture and inhabitants exceeded a strong expression of the last two generations of painters. Far from academic production and therefore initially despised, these small masterpieces imbued with pulsating emotion soon become the object of desire of the Neapolitan nobility and else of the court. Pietloh led the Posillipo School until 1837. After Pietloh, Giacinto Gigante became his leader, expressing in his view the desire to grasp the true, the probable, everything that strikes in this lost landscape, bewitch the senses, with chromatic effect, rare, delicate shining, almost liquid beauty, in the portrait beaches, hills, corner of the city captured from the top view. Successor of Pietloh and Gigante were Teodoro Duclair, Filippo Palizzi, Raffaele Carelli, and Michele Cammarano.